Good morning, why don't you rise with us and we'll worship our Lord.
You are the God who saved us.
Oh God, your word says you inhabit the praises of your people. And we just recognize that you are here with us. You've always been here. It's not like we need to welcome you, but we prepare our hearts and we direct our hearts to you. And we ask that you would do just what you said, inhabit our praises. Fill this room with your spirit. Yeah.
Whoever believes in him will
was a good one.
Standing. Man, I could preach off of that song, but we've got other things to do in this service. Welcome to this service, and so good to be together. Jesus is the King of our hearts. He's the King of our lives. He rules over the entire world. and we trust him because he is good. And so we even trust him with our money. And so at this point in the worship service, we have an opportunity to give of our gifts, an offering to God in thanks for him. And the offering this morning is for the missionaries that we support. We support four missionaries right here at New Life Church. Fred Fictory, Eve Pohl, who is right now in Ethiopia, returning, I think, in a week or so. And Jonathan Barnhorn, returning from Nigeria, working with Wycliffe Translators. And then the last one, Fernando Trevino, working in Bogota, Colombia. So we want to bless them and encourage you to give for that. And you can place your offering in the collection boxes right here. Just come on up during this next song, or you can escape from your seat at any point in the service, quite frankly, and place your offering in there. Or you can give online, and there's ways to do that on the screen. We also support the work of missions with Fair Trade Honduran Coffee. That's going to be for sale after the service as well, just out in the lobby. And so you can help yourself to that as well. And say hello to one of our missions team members. So let's pray for the offering, and as we worship our God, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you that you are the King of our hearts. God, there's a lot of stuff that happens in our lives that causes us to doubt that you are good. But we confess, God, that that's our issue. We also confess that you are good, you are faithful, you are kind, you are merciful. And so we place our trust in you, no matter what happens in our lives. God, we surrender to you. We even surrender our money. Bless this offering. Pray that it may advance your kingdom, that it may shine your glory in whatever way it's used. Thank you for the missionaries that go in all kinds of different places in this world to declare your goodness, your faithfulness, your kindness. And so, God, as we worship you right here, right now, we praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Creatures of God and King, lift up your voice with a sing. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. Thou burning sun enthroned in me. Thou silver moon with softer. Oh, praise him. the Creator rest, and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise, praise the Father, praise the Son.
My daughters, well, she's not my daughter, but
this is Isabel, Sadie, Jocelyn, and my son, Tristan.
And the church has asked us to be your host this morning. That's a big mistake.
At this time, I would like to invite any GEMS and cadets that want to come on stage and join us up here. Today is our ministry celebration service. This service will be filled with reflection on the year we've had together through all the ups and downs, such as the county fair that kicked off the ministry year,
the Thanksgiving breakfast,
coming together to work on flood relief in November,
our first in-person Christmas service together in a long time,
the February Finanza game night,
Easter weekend,
and the dessert and comedy night fundraiser for sponsorship of the Colombo family. And these were just a few of our major church highlights over the year. And each individual family and ministry had their own highlights, events, and memories. As a family, we, the Mazzas, have seen and been part of several different ministries at New Life, such as worship, GEMS, Kids Church, and Cadets.
So, if you're new here, or if this is your first time, leave now. This is your cue. Just go quietly. Don't look back.
No, if you are new here, you're invited to fill out a Connect card available at your seat. Submit it at the info booth or collection boxes, or if you're online, the online host will send a link in the comment section, which you can fill out and submit. Now it's time for our announcements.
Welcome, summer interns.
We are grateful for the opportunity each summer to bring on interns to learn about ministry and help serve our community. The interns this year are, drum roll please,
Esther DeWall and Carly Vinneman.
Esther will be serving as a children ministry intern, and Carly will be serving as a youth ministry intern. These interns will both be working alongside Sam Postma and Janessa Gritter. Their main focus this summer will be the summer outreach and preparing for the new ministry year. If you see them this summer working hard, make sure to encourage them and ask them about their experiences so far.
Superhero Park Days.
We are very excited for Superhero Park Days to return this summer. The Park Days will be held for a week in July, the 11th to 14th, and a week in August, the 8th to 11th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We are hosting games and activities at Dallaire Park, just down the road. Staff is having fun preparing for this ministry opportunity and are eager for you to be a part of it, to meet neighbors in this Dallaire community and create connections.
Two things we're going to need from you for this to happen. One is money. Two, money.
We need help spreading the word. Tell your friends and family and reach out to those you want to connect with at the park. Help us hand out flyers in the Dallaire neighborhood this week. If your family or life group want to get some steps in and help hand out flyers, that would be a great way to get involved. If this is something you are willing to do, then please visit the table in the foyer after the service and pick a route and take the assigned flyers. If you take them, please make sure they get handed out this week. The second thing that we need from you is your presence. Please save the day and come out to the park days. You don't have to be a kid or have young kids to come. All are welcome.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the crew, I ask that you please direct your attention to the safety announcement. There are two exits in this building. Take a minute to locate the exit closest to you. Children ages 3 to 5, exit through the door to my left for Little Lights. And children grade 1 to 5, exit through the doors to my right and down the stairs for Kids Church. If you are a guest and unsure of where to bring your children, please find an attendant at either door. Lastly, check-in is important. If you do not check in your child when you arrive this morning, please go with them and get them checked in at the station. Lastly, we are not responsible for any children and any left attended can be found in our lost and found. This is the last week we'll be having Kids Church this summer, for the fall. We have had some very faithful volunteers who help out with children's ministry each Sunday. They will get a break for the summer, but give them a big round of applause for loving and serving the kids.
Oh, yes. My favorite time, fellowship time. 20 minutes fellowship time, guys.
No, 3-minute fellowship time. Parents, you can bring your children downstairs at this time, and please welcome and greet one another. During this time of fellowship, greet someone and ask them, what is their favorite memory about the ministry in our church? And for those of you watching online, post a comment about that. Thank you.
There is a cross that bears the burden, where another died. If you could make your way back to your seats, please, we'll get started with some fun entertainment. Sorry to break your hearts. We are definitely not doing a 20-minute fellowship time.
All right. Good morning. For those of you who don't know, I'm Caleb.
And I'm Jacob.
And this is what happens when you're too close with Taylor Visser. She ropes you into getting up here and hosting games for June Jubilee. So we wanted to start June Jubilee by doing a little bit of healthy competition. So we're going to have a few games. And I think there's how many?
Four.
Four games and a couple teams that will participate in each. So we're going to start with the coffee ministry game. So this one is going to be media versus kids church. So for our media volunteers, we have this is going to be youth versus kids church, right? Okay. So for youth, we're going to have Shayla Dykstra and Kennedy Van Harmelen, if you guys could make your way up. And for kids...
It's media.
Am I messing this up?
You're supposed to turn around a little bit.
Well, Shayla, anyway, we're going to have Nathaniel and
Danny
come up.
From media.
Yeah. So this is media versus youth, right?
So they're Caleb team. Totally skipped my spot, so I'll just read my little blurb. So we are two different members from different ministries. We have two members from four different ministries. I can't read either. Taylor, this is what happens. We didn't rehearse enough. She told us to practice. We said, no, we just wing it, and here we are. So we have four different minute-to-win-it style games, and the four different teams are going to be competing for Cafe Amardi gift cards to be the super ultimate champions. You see behind us our first set of teams.
Yes, okay, so we're going to do better from now on. This is game number one. I will explain the rules here in a minute. So there's basically only two rules. Using one hand, that's the key, is one hand. Each contestant gets one hand to use to separate as many coffee filters as you can in 30 seconds. Most coffee filters separated by your combined team at the end wins. And then Jacob and I will count them at the end. If there's a filter that has two in it instead of one, it will not be counted. So just make sure. It's also harder than it looks. I tried it before the service and I was terrible at it. So, okay, so we're going to get a 30-second timer up there. And I guess when I say go, then you guys are good to go, and then I will say stop when the timer goes, okay? So just concentrate on the filters. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, Nathaniel's throwing them.
I encourage any of you to try this when you get home today. It's quite hard.
They're doing a lot better than you did, Caleb.
Yeah, they are. We got 15 seconds left. Holy smokes. Three, two, one,
hands
stop.
Up. Okay.
Okay, Jacob, you want to count that team?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 23. And the staff gets to use these filters later.
How many do you have?
I have 23.
To 20.
20, okay,
the
we have winners.
Walk away with it.
Okay, so how this will work is you guys have to stay close because you got another game. There will be a loser's game.
There will be a loser's and a winner's game.
And there will be a winner's game at the end.
So if you just sit in the front row or something, we'll call you back up in a minute. The second game is called Worship. So please welcome down from the Seniors Ministry, Steve Bransma and Kevin DeWalt. Oh, sorry, this says Elders. My bad. Easy mistake. And they will be facing off against Janet Hitchcock and Tim Vandenberg from the Kids Church. For the record, that was Caleb's idea, so if you're going to whoop anyone...
We'll get each team to stand on opposite sides of the table. So you guys can stay on that side and, yep. You...
Perfect. Okay, a worship song's lyric will appear on the screen, and the first person to fill in the lyric correctly will win. Either member can answer, and either team can steal. First person to win two rounds wins. So we don't have a buzzer because we don't have a budget for it. So just smack the table, and I'll point to you.
So you read the lyric on the screen, and then you got to finish it. Yeah, maybe we should get him to sing.
I have to read the lyric. I am definitely not going to sing. So I'll read off the lyric to you. And then, yes, first person to correctly complete it wins their first point.
First one to smack the table gets to answer. So
correct.
Make sure you smack the table. Or you're
Family
not.
Feud style. You can't phone a friend, no. Okay, question. No, John can't help you. You're on your own. Question number one. Well, that's not really a question. It's more of a lyric. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping. Bingo. Thy presence, my life. Okay, lyric two. And I'm going to try to get the mic to you and you guys answer so the people online can hear it. You're a little too quick. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone.
My rock and salvation.
Incorrect.
We are accepting another guess. Anyone else got another guess?
I know someone out there knows it. I heard them unhappy with you when you answered wrong. Well, here's... Anyone from the... which two teams do we have up here now? From Life Group Elders or Media? Know the answer? Which group are you from? No, not you. No, from one of their groups, not yours. No
right,
points
we'll put
awarded.
That as a
next
draw.
One.
We'll go to the third one. And hopefully these.
Okay, hopefully we'll just have to come up with one on the spot, which we all know how that goes. Okay. Consider all the worlds thy hands that they have made. I see the stars.
I hear the rolling thunder.
Correct.
You guys nailed it.
That was a good effort, but you guys lose your game, yes. So we will start with the loser round. So you guys, if you wouldn't mind sitting in the front row. And we'll be welcoming back the second place winners from the first round.
Oh, you guys are still up here. Well, you had to win. So we're going to need one of your team members to be blindfolded for this game. Who would like to be the blindfolded teammate?
You can do rock, paper, scissors. Yep. He says it matches his shirt. I think that's a good reasoning. Don't worry, these bandanas have only been used by Kuhn for youth ministry about 6 years ago, once or twice. They sat in a closet since then, so they're practically new.
Okay, so this game is simple in concept. So what you got to do, once you get your bandana wrapped on there, the teammate who is blindfolded must put the diaper on the bear with verbal instruction from the other teammate. They can help you by describing what they're seeing, but they can't touch anything, okay? First one to get the diaper on the bear wins. All right, Three, two, one, go. You should have more experience changing diapers than Nathaniel. Oh, we got one side on over here.
He's not there yet.
Nathaniel's struggling with the tab. It's probably a little hairier than any baby you've ever changed. Oh, I think we have a winner.
We have. Let's just make sure quick.
I'm not sure. It might be backwards, but it's on there, so. It'll hold, yeah.
It will hold.
Perfect. Well done. You may now return to your seats.
You guys are the ultimate losers. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Okay, now for the ultimate winners, we'll invite the first place teams from both games back up to the front. So I'm particularly excited for this one because I happen to have been the youth leader to the young girls walking up on stage, and I know they're going to love this game. This one is special for people who are very outgoing and love people. So this one's just for you. Okay, this one is called the Greeters Game. So this is for all the marbles, the Amarty gift cards. When the timer begins, you will have to shake as many hands with as many people as you can for 45 seconds. You cannot shake the same person's hands twice. And we have hand sanitizer at the back. Can you go grab it for us quick? For anybody who would like to, actually, you guys will all sanitize your hands, but then anybody else, if you would like it after as well. It's not a super spreader. Don't speak that out. Okay, only one person can shake a hand at a time. The other person is going to be counting. Oh, she dropped her phone. She's serious. And then, as an audience, you can say no if you're uncomfortable shaking someone's hand. And if you want the other ministry to win, you're also welcome to say no.
They can say no if they don't want to shake your hand.
Yes. Okay.
You can go to the edge of the stage wherever you want to start, and we'll
count you in. Whoa. Edge of the stage, not pews. You're okay. Okay. Well, I mean, one of you has to count what the other one's doing, so you kind of have to be somewhat
together.
One of
you's counting, one of you's shaking.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go greet some people.
Seconds.
It's hard to make sure they're being honest. I can't actually see up there. I might be.
Yes. Okay.
Time is up.
Time is
Stop
up.
Stop the handshaking. Oh, you can shake that hand, but it didn't count for anything. Okay. Did you get their number?
No, I lost count. Tim was counting, though, I can tell.
Perfect. Well, that is the point. We were supposed to try to keep you guys accountable. I counted 600 people. Okay. Tim, your number? 32. 31 or 32? Oh. Surprised it wasn't 32 or 33. Well, I mean, I also lost track of count when I was trying to count there, so I also didn't do a great job hosting. However, because you erred on the side of low, I'm going to say, what ministry are you guys from? I really should know that.
If you come up here, I'll give you your...
Yeah, your kids' church. Thank you.
Marty gift card.
Kids' church wins it, and youth ministry close second. Good job, guys.
Let's have a round for our winners.
You don't want your phone? Okay, and now we're going to welcome Nathan up, and he's going to take it a little more seriously than we have.
All right, well, good morning again. Pretty crazy, huh? Well, what kind of church just does games? But you have a clever pastor that can tie it all together. No, seriously, so the point of the games is it gets you into the mood of celebration, and that's the whole June Jubilee type thing and so on. And I imagine that's something of what the psalmist of Psalm 133 was doing when he wrote his psalm. We're going to read that. And it's a psalm that people would have recited as they were making their way to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, for some people, would have been a long distance. They would be walking along the road with various things and with their families, and then people would join them depending on what town they went through, and eventually they would get to Jerusalem. And so that was quite a party, quite a celebration, quite a time of being together, an amazing time, in fact, of community. And Psalm 133 celebrates that just as we are celebrating that today. Listen to this. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It's like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It's as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. It's a celebration of unity. It's a celebration of being together. And the fact is, as the psalm indicates, that's not our achievement. It's not a matter of how well did we do in putting this together. It's, in fact, a blessing from God, plain and simple. It comes from God. It's not our achievement. It's not like community is what we're striving for. It's the blessing of God. And so the psalm emphasizes that. At the very end, of course, it concludes with, this is the blessing of God, life forevermore. That's community living. But it uses an odd image for us, oil running down on Aaron's beard, which probably means absolutely nothing to us. Except for the people there, they immediately would have recognized that, whoa, we're talking about something holy. We're talking about a gift of God. We're talking about Aaron was the great high priest of God's people. And the high priest was allowed into the presence of God but once a year. It was a tremendous holy event. And so the idea here is that when we're celebrating community, we're celebrating a tremendously holy event, something that God has gifted us with. Community, being together, that's something worth celebrating because of its humility, because of its holiness, and it draws us into humility, into submission to God, into God's mission together. So what I'd like to do this morning is invite you, as you think about this experience of community, of being drawn in to this community. What does that mean to you? How has it inspired your faith? I've invited several people to get us started, but I'm inviting any one of you to come on up here and use the mic and share something about what it's been like. Sure, come on up. And what it's been like for you to be involved in ministry, what it's been like for you to celebrate community, and what that's been like for you to inspire faith within yourself. So, come down first. You're the first. There's no prize for this, actually. I mean, the games are over, so.
Why are we stoned? Good morning, New Life. It's so good to be here. Over my years at New Life Church,
there you go.
Okay. I've been nurtured by God's word and inspired in my faith. But this year I was able to witness something that comes to my mind very clearly. About 6 months ago, when we were still often sadly separated by COVID, God was speaking to you. I saw this when our community was devastated with the awful floods. Many farms, homes, and businesses were severely damaged or destroyed at that time. Some of the people that were most affected were families from New Life Church. The hardship of loss, disruption, displacement, and uncertainty was real. And yet, I was reminded, and they reminded us, that they were full of faith, trusting in God, and testifying of God's provision in their life. Many of you have shown unwavering faith and hope in difficult times. And thank you for bringing glory to God. When I spoke with Diane Kampman recently, she once again reminded me that they have been blessed through the people of New Life Church and the broader community. That people were present at that time, at their time of need, that they were being prayed for the practical help, and for walking through this challenging time with the community has been a source of blessing and encouragement for them. We recognize that many still have challenges, uncertainties, loss, and there's more work that needs to be done. And I encourage New Life to continue to pray for them and support them as best as we can. And other members of the New Life Church positively impacted lives when they stepped up when the flood response team approached them. God was clearly working in your hearts and minds as you came forward in compassion and love by offering whatever gifts you had. I was encouraged and inspired as you desire to ensure that your brothers and sisters in Christ were not walking this difficult journey alone.
Thank you. Two areas that came to my mind in terms of how I've been so blessed through ministry, especially in the past half a year. One was, during COVID, we got a little bit accustomed to worshiping at home. And it was nice, and it made the Sundays a little bit less busy. But when we returned to worshiping in community, I think for me it was an overwhelming sense of what a blessing it is to worship in community. And there is no substitute for that. As much as it was convenient to watch the online services, I would never want to go back. I am so blessed each and every Sunday to worship in community with my brothers and sisters here at New Life. And the second thing that came to my mind was similar to what Janice just spoke about, is witnessing the response of this congregation to the floods that hit and devastated some of our families that attend New Life. Their homes were destroyed, severely damaged, and this community responded in an overwhelming, strong way, sending teams of 20 and 30 and 40 people to a single home to do cleanup and to help repair and to provide encouragement to those impacted. So that was a tremendous thing to witness and a blessing to me as I watched that unfold.
Okay, my name is Walter Hoogland, and Jessica and myself, we've been involved in the hospitality in ministry for about 20 years. And before COVID, everything was running smoothly. We had lots of volunteers. And then after 2.5 years, okay, we're getting together in church again. And, okay, we have to get all the volunteers together again. And we figure, okay, after 2.5 years, okay, some people might go into a different ministry. Some people have retired. Some people are online. Other people have left. And so we're wondering, oh, gee, it's not going to be that easy to get volunteers. And he said, well, we might as well phone people, email people. And we weren't too optimistic. And then when we started phoning, people said, yes, yes, yes. And that's great. And that's a real inspiration to me. Really increased my faith. And that was great. And it just shows me how much you guys love New Life Church. And you love this community of believers. And we're so thankful for that. And the one thing that I did last night, I counted how many volunteers we have in this hospitality ministry. And I counted 85 volunteers. And that's unreal. And I thank you very much for that. It makes Jessica and my job a lot easier. So thank you.
Awesome.
My name is Yvonne Underwater, and during the past 15 years, I've had the privilege of serving on the missions team. And Proverbs 16:9 states that a man's heart plans the way, but God directs his steps. And as a team, it's always been our desire to follow God's plan at missions for missions at New Life, not our own. However, sometimes you get lost in the details and you can't see the big picture, and we certainly can't see the great picture that God has. So even though I know that God is good and trustworthy and that he has a great plan for our lives, it's sometimes hard to take that head knowledge and make it heart knowledge. So there were a couple of things this year that really impacted me that made me realize over and over and over again that God is in control and that God is good. And so my faith has been encouraged. So I don't know if you were here a few years ago. We made an appeal for funds because the missions fund was empty. And we had a contest to shave the beard, don't shave the beard, and people paid to keep it, people paid to lose it. And now through your faithful giving since that time, the fund has been healthy enough that we are now considering adding in another local partner. And that's due to God's goodness and your generosity. So thank you for that. This spring, we're also encouraged with a visit by World Renew staff to talk about the development work that we're a part of in Honduras and the life-changing efforts that our partnership has had in the village of Laure. I didn't know this because you think, well, really, what do we do when we go there? Do we really make a difference? And there are a number of mandates that the United Nations has for global improvement, and I didn't know this, but what the work that we do in Laure actually contributes to those mandates, which include ending poverty and hunger, water accessibility and sanitation for all, and social, economic, gender equality, and safety improvements for the community. So to find out that those are worldwide mandates and we are fulfilling them in a small way in Laure was super encouraging to me. And then finally, we were talking about what God wants us to do with the resources that he's given us. And so we've been talking for a number of months about maybe we could sponsor another refugee family. Well, God had that organized too. There was already a family application in the works at MCC. And Jennifer, who's a member of our team and works at MCC, was able to pair us with the Colombo family. And we hope to welcome them to Abbotsford in the next year or so. I know that God is good. And I am in awe of his generosity and his amazing work in and through everyone here in New Life that is in some way involved in missions, be it prayer, volunteering, donations, or going on trips. Seeing God at work this year has been even more inspiring as we make plans, only to find out that God already has everything worked out before we start.
Hi, my name is Melinda Baker, and I've been asked to share about the women's ministry. So I started attending that shortly after Patrick and I came to New Life, after my son Isaac was born. So I've been going for about 7 years now. And yeah, it's just been really just a wonderful way to meet other women in the church and hear their stories. So that's always been my favorite part, is when people share their testimonies and their stories and what God is working in their life and in the life of their family. And you just see so many families that are, yeah, just being changed by the love of God. And so that's always really encouraged me in my faith, and I know many others. So I'm just so thankful that we can build each other up and strengthen each other in this ministry. And I really want to give a special shout out to the volunteers who watch the kids. So having young kids, I wanted to say being a young mom, but I think I'm past that now. So having young kids, I have a 2-year-old, and like for someone to just watch my kids and to be able to chat with other moms and no interruptions, it's really a wonderful time. And yeah, we just have a lot, there's a lot of tears and there's also a lot of laughs as we share our lives together. And yeah, I've just been really encouraged by it, and I know many other women have too. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. I don't see anybody else jumping out of their seat. Let me wrap this up then in this sense. So what's convicting to me is that I mean, we love celebrating that sense of community here, but community doesn't happen because we've got some great ideal and some great strategy for making community. Community is a blessing of God. But what draws us together is God's mission. And if we continue, each of us, to remain focused on God's mission and to fix our eyes on Jesus, Then that community happens. Then that unity just is drawn together as a gift from God. I came across a quote the other day that I thought put it well. It said, if we talk about what you believe in, that's going to bring disunity. But if we focus on who you believe in, that is going to bring unity. Our focus is on Christ. And then when our focus is on Christ, when our identity is in Christ, when who we are and what we're about is all about Jesus, then it's not like we make something of that in terms of community. No, it's simply that we are then the body of Christ together. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he's a well-known theologian of around the Second World War that time, and wrote a little book called Life Together, and he talks about community too, and he says a lot of times we come to church and we figure we have certain ideals for what a community should look like and what it should be doing and how it should be doing that, and then we get disappointed because we get to church and it doesn't work the way that we imagine it ought to in our minds. And then he says this. He says, but God's grace speedily shatters such dreams. That's a positive way of putting our disappointments. But just as surely as God desires to lead us to a knowledge of genuine Christian fellowship, so surely must we be overwhelmed by a great disillusionment with others. Well, that's probably relatively easy. But then he includes, and also with Christians in general. And then he adds, and if we are fortunate, with ourselves. In order to be community, yes, we're going to run into conflict. We're going to run into difficulties. We're going to run into disappointments. We're going to run into conflict. But being community, if we are aware of our own disillusionment, of our own brokenness, of our own hardship, well, then we can fix our eyes on Jesus, the Savior of us all, as we sang, for God so loved this world that he gave his only Son. Then, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, then Christ draws us together as we seek to fulfill his mission. That's what this year has been about. It's been difficult. It's been hard. It's been kind of crazy. It's been disconcerting. It's been disappointing. But God is not hindered by the obstacles we face. Because also, as we sang, God is the king who rules over this world, and he is good. He is faithful, and he will accomplish his purpose in this world. And so that's why we celebrate, and that's why we give thanks to our God. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we desire to be followers of you. We know that you're the only one who can redeem our life. You're the only one who can make something of our lives. Too often we trust in ourselves, or perhaps we trust in others and they let us down. But God, in your faithfulness, assure us that you are always there for us, and that you are yet in control no matter what is going on in this world, and much of it is perplexing and confusing, frustrating, scary. And so we put our confidence in you, Father. We trust you. And so as we celebrate having done ministry together in this past year and look ahead to a few months off to take a break, not from your mission, but simply from the tiring work, God, we want to rest in you. We want to be refreshed by your Spirit. We want to be renewed in our conviction that the only way to move through life is to follow you. And so make that path, God, make that path clear to us. Continue to guide us and lead us, instruct us, correct us. And God, I pray that you fill each of our hearts with a passion to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to serve you with joy, because yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And all God's people said, amen.
Yeah, let's rise together. Boy, this is an appropriate song as we reflect on all his blessings.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, well, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so.
All my life you have been.
goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. My life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything.
Face each day in the power of the Holy Spirit. Continue to celebrate God's goodness and community together. We've got ice cream in the back. You can make your own sundae. We got coffee. And so enjoy each other's presence and celebrate the goodness of God.